This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman. The first two games of this series, shutout baseball by the Lugnuts. First, Marcus Walden, 7 scoreless innings. Last night, Sean Nolan, 6 scoreless innings. It's easy to look at the results and see how well they did, but why did they meet with so much success?
I think what's happening now with the starting pitchers, through the course of the season, they're realizing the importance of commanding their fastball. And as they improve their command of their fastball, all their secondary pitchers will play off that. Lately, with the starters doing as well as they have, it's a real high percentage of fastballs and pitching to the bottom part of the strike zone and really forcing contact early. With Marcus, the first game here, he only threw 76 pitches in 7 innings, and basically he pretty much attacked him with nothing but his fastball. He threw very few off-speed pitches. And again, it's the same with Sean Nolan last night, where 2/3 of their pitches are fastballs, and then they just do enough off-speed to keep a hitter honest. But it's more of an aggressive approach is the way we're approaching it now. And I think they're just reaping the benefits and the success of being able to execute their fastball.
Marcus has been a changed man in his last couple of starts. In fact, moving from the bullpen to the rotation, he's been unhittable. When he was in the bullpen role, well, he was hit. There are base runners against him. Now it's just looking easy. Why the change?
Well, again, Marcus was going a lot more, fastball cutter. And as Marcus got into the rotation, and early when he was here, just coming back from his Tommy John, there really wasn't an ample opportunity to work with him because he was very limited in what he could do. But once he got into the rotation, then we always had that one time every fifth day that, on a side day that we could really get a lot of good work in. And so it gave me an opportunity to just stress some few things and being able to work on them on a side session. And then he's just being able to go out there and taking what we're working on the side. And basically with Marcus, it's just all of his fastball and being able to command it to both sides of the plate. And that's what you see. Whereas earlier in the season, it was arm side dominant with his heater and glove side dominant with his slider. And now he's taking his fastball to both sides of the plate with plus velocity and plus movement. And now all of a sudden you see, early in count outs, first pitch ground balls, and he's just starting to get it, and it's really fun to watch.
How about with Danny Barnes? Since the start of the year, he's been one of this team's most consistent relievers. Is it also that fastball command for him, or is there more to it?
No, I think there's a little more to it. I mean, for the most part, Danny's commanded his fastball really well, and I think for him, the comfort zone being in the later stages of the game, the back end of the bullpen, so to speak, I think that's more in line for Danny and what he has to offer. He needs some secondary pitches, and he's working on them. But for the most part, he's just attacking the hitters with his fastball. And I think the other pitchers see that. And Danny has pretty good command, and he has a knack for striking out guys, and he's not doing anything fancy out there. He's just locating his fastball. And sometimes you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink, so to speak. And with the pitching staff, sometimes they get a little stubborn, thinking that they have to be a little more creative out there than they have to be. And my job is to just keep pounding it in them that this is what's going to work, and this formula is going to work all the way to the major leagues. You just got to believe it, you got to trust it, and you got to also be able to execute it. And those that can execute it will find themselves moving up the system, and those that can't will find themselves either repeating a level or just find themselves out of the game.
Keep it simple. Streamline what you can do and do it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm not a big fan of going over scouting reports and this guy does this, this guy hits that, he's a pull hitter, he's a slap hitter. I'm not a big fan of that, especially at this level, because guys don't necessarily command the ball well enough to go ahead and pitch to a game plan. Personally speaking, I never had a scouting report until I got to the major leagues. So what I try to do is keep it simple and teach the pitchers, understand who you are and how you have to go about getting your outs. If you're a sinker ball guy, that means you want to get your outs on the ground. Danny's more of a strikeout fly ball guy, so he's going to get the majority of his outs via the air or the strikeout. So understand who you are and pitch to your strengths and just attack the zone, understanding what you're capable of doing, and don't try to do any more and don't do any less, but just be yourself and let your ability take care of everything else.
generally with the Lugnuts pitchers, this is the highest level they've ever been to, and you're trying to get them to proceed up in the system. Tonight's starter, Andrew Liebel, it's a different story. He's pitched in Dunedin. He spent entire years there, also had a couple of starts in New Hampshire. What do you want to accomplish with Andrew?
Oh, wow. To me, Andrew's a blank canvas right now. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. I saw him when he first got in the draft, or came to us out of the draft as a third rounder, and I only saw him briefly there. And with Andrew, I'm not expecting too much, only because I haven't seen him. I know he's still recovering from his shoulder surgery, and so hopefully we can get five innings out of him, and you know, he's on a pitch count as well. But to me, it's just, you know, with Andrew tonight, I'm just basically going to watch him go and see where he's at. I heard that he has gotten his velocity back up to 90-91, but, you know, with a guy coming back from shoulder surgery, you know, he'll have some good games where it's coming out good and other games where it's just not really coming out all that well. And that's kind of the report I got on him. It's kind of an up-and-down kind of thing right now, and that's to be expected. So for me, it's just I'm going to watch him work, and, you know, he throws four pitches over the plate for strikes, and, you know, being a little longer in the tooth for this level, hopefully that he'll be able to change speeds and move the ball around and give us some innings.
And finally, you were a pitcher. You made it all the way to the major leagues coming out of Halifax. Have you worked with any pitchers over your years as a pitching coach who reminded you of you?
No, none of them are that goofy. No, not really. You know, you see similarities here and there a little bit. Like Egan Smith kind of throws a little bit like I do, or I did. You know, you can see a little bit of yourself in a lot of guys. But, you know, basically, you know, I try to stay away from trying to teach a pitcher, hey, you need to throw like I did. You know, my thing is to look at the pitcher, see the way he throws, and get him to perfect his craft the way he throws, instead of trying to say, well, you need to do it my way. You know, I don't really approach coaching at that particular way. You know, we're all individuals, and to me, throwing a baseball is a very personal thing. And the way you throw it is the way you throw it. Now, there's times that there has to be some alterations done to your mechanics, maybe because something is not allowing you to go ahead and execute pitches, whether, you know, you're flying open or you're drifting to the plate or you're dropping your elbow, those type of things where I have to pay attention to make sure I remind the kid to, you know, get his arm up or stay back and all those things. But those are just basic principles of pitching. You know, that's like going to school pitching 101. But, you know, to me, again, you know, pitching is a very personal thing, and you throw the ball the way you throw the ball. And all I want you to do is take the way you throw the ball and do what I want you to do, is that pitch aggressively to the bottom part of the strike zone and, you know, pound that fastball both sides of the plate. Because, you know, the question I give these guys every year as the season starts is, how many of you guys want to pitch in the big leagues? And even if whether we're at Gulf Coast League or we're at the Midwest League or Dunedin or so on and so forth, you know, where do you want to pitch? And everybody raise their hand, I want to pitch in the big leagues. So I tell them, it's not a secret formula, but I know how you can get there. And so they're all eyes and ears, right? They're all open. I say, you know, if you command your fastball, you can pitch in the big leagues. If you can move your fastball both sides of the plate, elevate it, sink it, cut it, whatever. But if you can command your fastball, you'll give yourself every opportunity to pitch in the big leagues. The secondary stuff will come. But if you can't command your fastball, you'll never get there. And they look at you like, are you serious? It's that easy? Ah, it's easy in theory, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of determination and willingness to go ahead and pitch after pitch, execute that pitch, and the guys that can do it are the guys that are going to make it. So, you know, it's not a complicated formula, but, you know, not everybody can do it. So, and then they eventually just weed themselves out. But the guys that can do it, you'll see them the next year at the next level. And then if they do it again, then you'll see them at another level. And eventually and gradually, they'll just pitch themselves an opportunity to get into the big leagues. And that's kind of how I did it. And it's just command. You know, if you want to pitch in the big leagues, you got to command the baseball. The worst thing you can do when you're a kid and get called up to the big leagues is walk guys. They don't want guys like that. They want guys that throw strikes. If you get hit, you get hit, and they can live with that. So my thing is, hey, you want to get to the big leagues, command your fastball. We'll work on your secondary pitches, because honestly, when you throw your good curveball, it's going to be a ball. You know, when you throw the good slider, it's a chase pitch. It's going to be a ball. You got to be able to get outs inside the strike zone with your fastball. If you can do that, you can pitch in the big leagues.
Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horstman. Vince, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Jess.
And this is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball in Big Country 92.1.